This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Give me a few more highlights. So you went off on your own. I know the outcome because I've read your book and I know you.
Yeah.
But give me a few other highlights, and then I want to talk about some of the ups and downs along the way as well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with us was, you know, you don't want it to be about money, but at that point it was.
Right.
It was like, there's a point where you have to figure that out. So what we said was, here's what we have to do if we're going to make this work. And I'd never heard this done before, but it just kind of came up of us brainstorming one night, my wife and I. And we said, we're going to live off of my salary. She's going to quit the job. We're going to live off of 32 grand a year, whatever it takes, we're going to do it. We don't need to do that much. We don't need that much for the next year or two. But we're going to take every bit of our business money and we're going to pay off our debt. We just found Dave Ramsey and we were thinking like, my God, we got to get out of debt. If we can get out of debt, our business, it's going to be so much easier to run our business. So we'll be able to raise our prices. We'll be able to do the work that we want to do, not have to take the jobs that we think we have to for the money. So we did that. The first wedding was $1,500. And then, so it's really nice when you take a $1,500 check and you put it on your mortgage or your credit card debt. Like, wait a second, there's momentum here. Now it's down to 140 grand. Now it's down to 130 grand. So we did that. And we just, for a couple of years, we sacrificed. And I try to tell people now, I said, would you trade a year of pain for a lifetime of freedom? That's what I try to tell people all the time. And because it takes delayed gratification to do it. So 3.5 years later, all the struggles, all the sack, all the mistakes, we had paid off all of our debt, including our house. And I quit my job. And when I quit, it was easy. It was like, yeah, we're done. No big deal. No worries. No bill, no debt. We have money in the bank. We can turn down. We were already taking all the clients that we wanted to and turn down the ones we didn't want, which made work a whole lot more fun. And then the economy crashed. That was 2008. And we were fine. We had the money in the bank. We had no debt. We still were booking clients because there's certain, the whole economy didn't shut down. You know, our clients were still, and it never affected us. And we're like, how did we do this? Like, everybody else is freaking out. Like, how did this, that's when we started realizing, I think we're doing something a little different.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.